Thank you so much. We'll talk about the rest later. Let's get our Bibles and get ready to hear this introduction to the body of Christ of another phase before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. A place that we have to go, we'll have to be in. And I'm thankful that he shared with us some things that we need to know, some places we need to go. And I received, you see. I mean, there's something right now. And if I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in people having something to say. But right now, I'm scared. It's a very sacred moment to me. I don't know what he want to do this morning. In talking with him, I don't know what he want to do. And so I don't want to get in his way no kind of way, you know what I'm saying? And you might have the word I need, I don't know. You really have something to say? Yes, sir. give on mine.
Run. Don't look back. Run to me. I've got the answer. Don't look back anymore. Run.
Give God praise. Don't look back. I got the answer. Don't look back. Now, this subject matter is going to sound common, but yet is complicated in the spirit. Grace, resurrection cometh to the body of Christ. Grace, resurrection, comments to the body of Christ. Grace had been destroyed. It wasn't God's idea, but grace has been destroyed by the law and by rituals and by religion and by regularity. You see? And so the church had not fully ever had the resurrection of grace where the ownership is properly understood and the layers of divine favor. Ooh, ooh. The layers, L-A-Y-E-R-S, the layers of divine favor has not been able to be fulfilled because there was no faith for it. Everybody trying to make things happen through the scriptures without grace. They're operating in the scriptures by laws. You say it, I say it, this is the way it's going to happen. But there's another place called It's Already Done. What I say? Or let me say it this way. This will help you. All your favors are already taken care of. Every favor you need. Every special move you need God to make is already set up. Are you understanding me? I said, are you understanding me? Now, in the subject, we're going to let you sit down in a few minutes, but in the subject, grace, resurrection, cometh to the body of Christ. It was given to me this morning. I said, what you want me to say? I mean, I'm teaching on grace. What you want? He shut up. Sometimes he shut up. He won't tell you nothing. But he won't tell you nothing because he don't want you to mess it up. He wants you to totally depend upon him. So you're going to hear some things this morning that are going to change your life. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We had prayer. Sit down. You just wasn't here. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 is about to make a big change in your life. Romans chapter 4. You're going to have to go along with me in the scriptures in order to keep up. This will not be just, you know, or going through. This, you had to, the spirit world will have to function in this text. In verse 13, and I have to read quite a few verses in order to stabilize this promotion. This write it down, this grace promotion. That's a grace promotion on you right now. And the promotion, it has to be activated by faith. It's a promotion, but it got to be activated by faith. You can't think the same way. You can't think the same way. How you think? Open. Open to the Spirit. You can't think the same way. You got to think open to the Spirit. So the Spirit, your word was good, yeah, God. It was on line. It was on key. Don't even be thinking about it. You were on key. All right. Because he's trying to take her to another place. In the 13th verse of Romans chapter 4, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham, but to his seed, through the law. Now that's very important. Through the law. The law is somewhat something that seems like you can make happen. Grace has already happened. Jesus made it happen. On the cross. Everything paid for. Through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. See, not through the law, but through, in verse 13, but through the righteousness of what?
Faith.
All right. The combination of grace and faith produces righteousness. So you got to listen. The combination of grace and faith is the only thing that can handle righteousness. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. And the promise made of none effect. Three things it says there. Three things I want you to catch on, because a little further down the line you're going to need it. For if they which are of the law, say law.
Law.
All right. Be heirs, and they're not. Faith is made void. Faith make you heir. And the promise is made of none effect. Faith operates on promises from God.
Yes,
that cannot be stopped. Because the law worketh by wrath. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. Now notice verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace.
Yes, sir.
If you got a Bible, you need to underline that. Therefore, it is a faith that is my, now every transaction in your life from this day forward should be right here. It's of faith. And it's by grace. So the enemy can't stop it. So this problem, this situation can't stop me because I'm working with more, the two most powerful forces that exist in the spirit world of faith and grace. Ooh, I said a mouthful just now. I'm working with the most two powerful forces that exist, faith and grace. Grace says paid for, faith says mine. See, God gave me something to work with. He gave me grace and faith. Grace says Satan is already done. Enemy is already done. Situation is already done. So the 16th verse, therefore, is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be shown to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, in this transaction, you done read the scripture before, what we're about to go into, this miracle that takes place in this text. Sarah, almost 100 years old, Abraham over 100, and the Lord told him he's going to have a baby. And, you know, and what happened is we try to help God. Sarah, you remember Sarah trying to help her? Yeah, she would give him to the other woman, and she had the baby. Now she all mad, the baby didn't come, and Abraham kind of paying a little attention to the woman. He said, get out of here, get out of here. Well, you did it. A lot of things we're bringing in our lives, trying to make it happen, but it's not God's way. You got to wait on it. But I say, what you got to do? Wait on it. But back to the point here in this text, the law couldn't handle this miracle. And the Lord is now teaching Abraham right now, you can't get this by the law. There's another emphasis in my arena called grace that can make this happen for you. Could it be, my brothers and sisters, there's some things you've been trying to get by faith and scripture and left grace out? See, because Satan, if he know you know, he know you're going to turn loose. If he know you know, it's already done. If he know you know, it's already yours. Even though I don't see it, I don't feel it, but I got a secret. I know it. See, I'm hearing the Spirit say, faith is a knowing word. Yeah. Faith knows. Faith don't have to show. It knows. And the person who operates in faith and grace grab it and walk with it. And it got to manifest. What are you dealing with this morning? What is hindering your life in any way? If you listening this morning, the Spirit of God going to speak to you, and grace is going to resurrect in you, and miracle is going to start happening in your life. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. The reality of us gathering here in his name, I see some strange faces, people come visit, people online. Where my sister from?
UK.
The UK, right? Her and her daughter here. It's a reason for being here. Now, I expect the Holy Ghost in the next 20 minutes to invade this place. You can look at your, go ahead and look at your watch the next 20 minutes. I expect the Holy Ghost is going to invade this place. And everything you need wiped out is going to be wiped out. Everything you need wiped on is going to be wiped on. Not by might. He said that twice, didn't he? Nor by power, but by my spirit. So here Abraham is in the lineup for a miracle that had never been seen before. And it was recorded, it's recorded so you and I can have it. I hear the word difficult. Is it difficulties, having more than one difficult thing in your life? Faith and grace specialize in difficulties. So the more difficult it is, the more power you have. In other words, difficulties mean growth. The difficult come up and it looks like you can't go no further. And then you look up and you're on the other side of it. And the old folks say, how I got over. Supernatural happening cometh to your life today. What I say? Huh? Supernatural happening cometh to your life today. I see you don't believe me. All your challenges and all your difficulties and problem has promotion on them. But if you see it like Satan wants you to see it, it's going to be demotion. But if you see it through the eyes of grace and faith, you can shout, honey, this thing trying to hit us, but promotion about to come. I know one thing above all things I know in my life. God can't. I can't hear you. So I don't know what you're sitting here with today. I don't know what you're standing up here with today. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what age you are. I don't know how much money you got. I don't know well, who you married or who what. But I know one thing. Tell a person next to you, God can't fail. You may be seated. You may be seated. So in this profound text, we're set up to know that you can't work it by the law, it's by grace. It called this man not to look at his wife's age, not to look at his age. Only look at what God said. So maybe you should not be looking at that situation. Maybe you shouldn't be looking at that situation, but looking at what God said.
That's good preaching.
Listen very carefully now, because all situation in your life that is against you supposed to fail. According to the way you're looking. If you're looking at the situation and you're looking at the surrounding, you're going to fail. But if you're operating through grace and faith, you can't fail. So I'm going to quickly read this and I'm going to start giving you a lot of points. Grace and miracles coming to the body of Christ. There's miracles on the inside of you ready to manifest. What? So therefore, the body of Christ coming out of the closet of religion.
Hallelujah.
And rituals and regularity and routine to revelation manifestation.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Supernatural, profound miracles, power is being released now. Wearing a grace and faith anointing. Wearing a grace and faith anointing. So I began to tell that man, shut down. So I begin, So I begin at the 16th verse again. Romans 4:16, then I'm going to start telling you a lot of things about grace, a lot of information about grace. And I'm going to move kind of fast too, I'm going to tell you right now. In the 4th chapter of Romans, the 16th verse, now what are we talking about?
Grace.
Now, if I say grace, resurrection, coming to the body of Christ, it means that the body of Christ at large has not been using grace.
Yes,
Satan held grace back, then he brought a false teaching about grace. You know, put grace give you the right to sin. No, grace will kill you. Because you're getting out of order, you're out of the will of God, and out of the plan of God. Grace take his hand back and you over. Watch what happened to this man. See, can it happen to your life? In the 16th verse. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, all right, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Glory.
Glory. Amen.
Amen.
I learned that from the prophet, Prophet Kenneth Hagin. He'll talk a few minutes, he said, glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. See, he's trying to pull you in because you're a physical man looking for emotion. When the spirit's trying to bring you deeper. Come on in this place, Holy Ghost. Let the fruit grow and the gifts flow. Hallelujah. How many of y'all really love him? How many of y'all really know he loves you? How many of y'all know he got something for you today? He wouldn't get you all dressed up, get you dry, all that. Through that traffic for nothing. He got you here for a reason.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 20 minutes almost here.
Hallelujah.
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 If Abraham wouldn't have had this lesson, he couldn't make this shift he's going to make in this text. It says in the 17th verse, as it's written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called it those things which be not as though they were. Called it those things which be not as though they were. Called it those things which be not as though they were. Call it those things which be not as though they were. I'm stuck. Call it those things which be not as though they were. Call it those things. Are you calling? Are you calling? Are you calling? Are you calling? Are you just sitting there saying what you see? You got to call things into existence. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes,
I should not want. Yes, he make me lie down on the green pasture. Yes, he lead me beside the still water. Surely goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. You got to call it. We walk by faith and not by sight. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Have you ever said that?
Yes.
Have you ever said that out loud?
Yes.
Don't say what the situation wants you to say. Don't say what Satan wants you to say. Don't say what the senses want you to say. Say what the words say.
Yes.
All things work together for good for them that love God and call according to his prayer. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
If God is for me, who can be against me? You look at that little Mickey Mouse problem. And got a scripture like that, Romans 8, if God is for me, then you back to the 28th verse. Romans 8, 28. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. You mean to tell me, Reverend, you saying to me this morning that all things, everything going on in my life going to work together for my good? Yes. If you use faith and grace. You got to dance when you want to fall out and cry. You got to stand up and dance. Dance. Get in the room by yourself and just dance. Bump against the wall and just dance. Dance with the wall. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I feel like dancing right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to make a bold statement. And I'm going to use broken English. Ain't nobody in here going to be a failure. Now, this has come out of a prophet's mouth. I just want to see how much y'all believe it. Ain't nobody in here going to be a failure. Y'all ain't moving enough over here. Let me say it again. Ain't nobody in here going to be a failure. Everybody is a winner. Slap somebody a high five, tell them my failure days are over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, sit down. The biggest problem you're dealing with about to be solved. Then all the other ones are going to come right down the line, all right? This lesson that's being taught, I want you to abide by this lesson.
Yes, sir.
Look at the 18th verse. Who against hope did what?
Believe.
Did what? Now, what's difficult about that? What's difficult about this text? What's difficult about this text naturally? Is age? You ain't going around making no babies at no 107 years old. Now look at the end of that 18th verse for your situation. According to that voice was spoken. Not what I feel, not my age.
Yes, sir.
Not the color of my skin.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe in that statement, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. You go shall I overcome. I'm overcome. Okay, who y'all? We shall overcome. And that's that, and that, see, you get locked. I don't want to get locked in that, Lord. You get locked in that one place. Constantly trying to overcome. When grace say, you know the greatest racist in your life? Who is the greatest racist in your life? You. I know you want to point to that person sitting next to you. No, that is you. You the greatest racist in your life. Waiting on something you already got. And somebody else told you don't have it. You asked the question, come on, let me get back. You got the question, can I look you in the eye? You won't get close to me. I'll knock you out because I know who I am. In him. I watched what this man did. 18 of us who against hope, believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so that I should I see be. And being not what? He considered not his own body. All right. Now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now he moved from law to grace and faith. He staggered not at the promise of God, drew unbelievable, strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised. I didn't promise this, he promised. He was also able, I ain't got to perform it. He's also able to perform it. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness, and the thing happened. Now, get ready to write these notes down right quick, the next 15 minutes. He is the God of all grace. 1 Peter 5:10. Quickly, 1 Peter 5:10. He is the God of all grace. So, personally receiving the call to live the grace lifestyle. 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, see that? He's the God of how much grace?
All grace.
Who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect. See, you got katalamasa. You only gonna suffer for a while. Then three stages come.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yes.
What's the other one?
Yes.
Show me what the Passion Bible says in that verse. I haven't read it, but I won't see it. 1 Peter 5:10. I know you're gonna say something good. But the God of all grace, he's the God of all grace. And then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally. And powerfully. Restore you and make what? You stronger than ever. Yes. He will set you firmly in place and build you up. In the hell are y'all still sitting down? Go back to the next verse. Go back to the front of the verse. Go back to the front of the verse. I don't know. No, I won't know why. Because that's hell sitting down. Listen. And then after, that's the beginning of the verse. And then after, your brief suffering. So you say your suffering will be brief, right? The God of all loving grace. The God of all loving grace, who have called you to share in the eternal glory in Christ, will personally you talk about your personal relationship. How it can't be personal on everything else for you. Will personally and powerfully restore to you, restore you, and make set you firmly in place. Man. And build you up. How many got that? Stronger than ever. Firmly in play and built up. I like the old boy translation. He do a good job on that. Over the years, I haven't read a lot about it. But I like that. Shut down. Let me give you a few more. That's 1 Peter 5:10. We know this one, Hebrews 4:16. His throne is a throne of grace. His throne is a throne of grace. And Hebrews 4:16. And you got to have all this in place. He's the God of all grace. His throne is a throne of grace. Let's go to another one. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Grace. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Grace. So recognize you got a throne of grace. Recognize that he's the God of all grace. He's the God of all favor. He can get the job done. Right? We understand that, right? Now, let's go to another one. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. Go to Hebrews 10:29. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. I'm trying to get you off the law and get you into the grace flow. Hallelujah. Just give me a few more minutes. We're going to leave in a little minute. Give me a few more minutes. I still feel the Lord won't do something in here. Out of the ordinary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How much so punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who have trodden under the foot of the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was what?
Sanctified.
An unholy thing have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Spirit of grace. You see that then?
Yes, sir.
Spirit, he's talking about the Spirit of grace. So you walk around every day with the Spirit of grace with you.
Yes, sir.
I want you to remember that. Spirit of grace is with you. Spirit of grace is upon you. Spirit of grace is for you. And the Spirit of grace is already done. So all your breakthrough prayers are over.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
You're already through.
Already through. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll push it in the spirit realm, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'll push it, but I know the Holy Ghost won't do something. Glory to God. I'll push it. Because I believe somebody in here needs to see a manifestation today.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I would like for you to say the Lord have a manifestation for me right now. In my life. Right now.
I want it.
Let it flow.
Let it
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get down here where I can look y'all in the eye. See if you're here or you're going home already at the table. John, you here? All right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now let's get another one. The prophets of old prophesied of the grace that should come. Go to 1 Peter 1:10. The prophets of old prophesied of the grace that should come to us. 1 Peter 1:10. And this grace came by Jesus Christ. Of what salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. You see, what I'm saying is, there's a grace we're not using. But all of these scriptures showing you throughout the Bible, he was talking about, I got something coming.
Yes.
See? And then he sent Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross, Jesus brought the grace with him.
Yes.
When he died on the cross, he paid for everything.
Yes.
You still here?
Yes, sir.
Then the scripture said Jesus was full of grace.
Yes.
And it's from his fullness that we receive one grace after another. Turn to John 1:14, John Gospel. Chapter 1, verse 14. John Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
There's a grace resurrection coming in your life.
Yes, sir.
In other words, there's some places that you couldn't go, you're going to be able to go easily.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for his goodness.
Thank God for his goodness.
I can't hear you.
Thank God for his goodness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I come down here so the anointing can get on you.
Yes.
I'm a packer.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've been packing for many years.
Yes, sir.
Not by might, but by his spirit.
Yes.
I yield, I receive your seed. I yield to the anointing on a daily basis. And I want you to yield to it. It's the best thing that could happen to you.
Yes, sir.
I've had fine cars, live in fine places, flew in number one jets,
yes,
but nothing like being in his presence.
Yes.
You can have the money to buy anything you want to buy, but it's nothing like his presence.
Not like his presence.
Maybe sometimes we're going after the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Need to go after him.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
Yes, sir.
And his mercy endures forever.
Thank Lord.
I'm just trying to see if you're going to open your mouth.
Hallelujah.
You up in here sucking all this ale up and won't open your mouth. Just sitting up there eating and preaching.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. See, he ain't had to come down here. Yeah, I'm down here for a reason. I'm packing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many years you been with McKinney?
Thank you for the anointing.
Who, Lord?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How many? 44 years.
Glory.
If you don't know nothing now, Kenny, I can't help you. Kenny was in an accident. His mom called me. She was, how old she was when she went home with the Lord? 97. She called me now. She's a Baptist woman. And she knew me when I was a little boy, you know. She said, my boy in the hospital, he had a red ghost about him. Now, why she got the right to do that? I think she might have been here one or two times. And she just told me, like, she talked to me, she my mama. And she was. I did exactly what she told me to do. Go see about my son. And then Kenny came with a lamp. He came back with a lamp. And undoubtedly, the doctor told him he might have to have that the rest of his life. We had a move of the Spirit in here. You remember that?
That's right.
And we started running. The brother, right?
Yes, sir.
We started running, and he ran around the church and come back around. The lamp wasn't there no more.
That's right.
We prayed about bones. I was sitting in the pulpit. The Lord told me, bone.
Yes.
So we prayed about bone. My daughter said she had a bone hurting in her shoulder, right? And your feet, right? They both cleared up. See, you gotta follow the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Who over here?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Who? Boy, you're sawing some more.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just let these people sow now. You know, I tell you right now, I'm already rich.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it for a reason because they want us to punk out and let the world, basketball players and football players, tell you how blessed they are and act like our God can't do it. Little black, uneducated, don't care fellow. Got a call of God on my life. I just do what he say do. I just do what he say do. That's all you got to do, what he say do. He got it. How many of y'all believe God loaded? Everybody who believe God broke, leave right now. Get on out of here. I don't want you up in here contaminating this church. God is a blessed God. Let me kind of close here. Jesus was full of grace. It's from his fullness that we receive one grace after another. I receive your seed. Trying to keep up with this money. Huh?
40 years.
What you told me? He wasn't full. 40 years is a long time, boy.
Yeah.
Some of the children here are not 40 years old yet. You wondering when I'm going to close? I'm going to close when I finish. Stop pulling on me, dog. When you're just walking and talking. That's right, I'm walking and talking. Because in the spirit, you don't know who getting what. Y'all married?
Yes, sir.
Y'all grinning? These two here engaged. I asked them, they come up there and brought me some money. I said, what are y'all doing? Y'all are sitting there, they look alike. Look at them. They look alike. Look like they're made for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right, my daughter asked me, you gonna do my wedding? I said, God, I don't know. I ain't doing no nice, you wanna hand me some money now. I don't know. I haven't been doing many weddings. After I got in the office of the apostle, my son, who probably going to be the man who take over when I leave, is my oldest son. He's been faithful. I got three sons, but this boy been so faithful, you can't put.
Amen.
You can't look past it, you know.
Glory. Glory.
Then he lived, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want soul too?
Glory to God.
Y'all done covered my nose up now. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Love you, Father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, got you.
Amen.
Oh, y'all want to know how much? It's just $200 here. So somebody, this is $100, yeah. Y'all want to know how much it is? Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, boy, be dressing up in here. I like them boys. Them boys taking care of themselves. Making our church look good. Don't come here with them little football clothes on.
Have a good example.
Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need the clothes, Leroy. Take some of this money off my notes, huh? How long I been preaching?
About 50 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Look in Acts 13:43. We're told to continue in grace. I'm going to give you these four, I think, these four. Continue in grace, Acts 13:43. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Uh-huh. You got that? Okay. Continue in the grace of God. Let's see what the Passion said there. Let's see what it said. Passion Translation. Continue in the grace of God. When the meeting had finally broken up, many of those in attendance, both Jews and converts to Judaism, tagged along with Paul and Barnabas, who continued to persuade them to go deeper into their understanding of God's grace. Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. Write that down. To go deeper in the understanding of God's grace. Matter of fact, I may use that as a subject next week. To go deeper in the understanding of God's grace. It's so important that you understand grace. Grace is Christ. Grace is Jesus. Grace is the cross. Grace is the resurrection. Grace is the ascension. Grace is the coming back to get us. It's all the grace I receive. You see, it's all in grace. It is by grace that Jesus takes death for every man. Hebrews 2:9. Hebrews 2:9. Put that up there for me. Let me close. Today sometime. Yeah. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste the death for every man.
Amen.
See? You got grace in your life.
Yes, sir.
Grace going home with you.
Yes.
Grace in the car.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did we talk about abounding grace? 2 Corinthians 8:7. Abounding grace. Give me a handkerchief, Leroy. In the box. See now, I'm just showing you nothing. There's nothing that I ask, I receive, sir. Nothing that I ask him to do, he won't do.
Amen.
That's powerful.
Yes,
Montreal the same way. Donnell the same way. Sean the same way. Mm-hmm. Chantel, Jesse, mm-hmm. and Deidre, they're the same way. Oh, yeah, that's a blessing, sir. That's a blessing. Huh? I'm glad my son didn't marry no little crazy woman. I ain't got no time. I'm build this family. You come here all crazy and don't want to flow with the family. I ain't got no time for that.
Amen.
And I believe in respect.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all believe in respect?
Yes, sir.
You got a son-in-law don't respect you? Pray him out.
Yep.
Ain't got no business being there if he don't respect you. He pulled to respect you.
Right.
If it wouldn't be for you, you wouldn't have no wife.
Yes,
sir. I got off on that. What a scripture at? Abound in grace, 2 Corinthians 8:7. I'm going to do two more scriptures and I'm going to close. Therefore, you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence. And your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. We looked at that in the Passion Bible.
No.
Let me see that. Let me see in the Passion quickly. You do well and excel in every respect, in unstoppable faith, in powerful preaching, in revelation knowledge, in your passionate devotion, and in sharing the love we have shown to you. So make sure.
Yes, sir.
That you also excel in grace-filled generosity.
Glory.
Then the Bible talk about be strong in grace. 2 Timothy 2:1. Quickly. Right, two more scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:1. Be strong in grace. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. You know I want the Passion Bible too. Let me see it. Timothy, my dear son, live your life empowered by God flowing, free-flowing grace. What kind of grace? What is your true strength? What?
Wow.
Found in the anointing of Jesus. And your union with him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's get a look at this last scripture here I want to look at today. Grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. Grace, 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 grace.
Yes, Lord.
But grow in grace. You see it?
Yes, sir.
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. What I want now?
Passion.
Passion. You ought to put it up before I say it. But continue to grow and increase in God's grace and intimacy with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May he receive all the glory both now and until the day eternity begins. Stand on your feet. Yes, I receive your seed. So just remember, we'll come back on this. Grace resurrection comes to the body of Christ. That we'll know how to live and know how to make that power functionable in our lives. There, we got a thousand of people being saved all over the world. If there's someone here, the Lord is leading you to become a member of this church, I want you to come stand up by the altar If you're here and you're not saved, I want you to come stand by this altar. I want the praises on the platform. Leroy gonna take care of everything of them. But get the praises, y'all come on up. Someone in a backslidden condition who won't get straight, come on to the altar while the grace is here. Hallelujah. See, Brother Thompson, the Lord is telling me that I'm a member of this church. I'm going to come and submit to your leadership. Would you come now if that's your case? Whoever you are. I got a girl putting some handles up here so we can get up here better. People be trying to sew, can't get up here. And when they supposed to get it in here?
They should be here Tuesday.
I call them hammer. I call them what I won't call them. Hold on, yes. You know, I got some new people. Welcome them to the congregation. And after you're ready, when you get ready to see the orphan, they can sing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is my oldest son. He's a junior.
Yes,
my other son, where he is? Where he is over there. He's not the next, he's not next to him though. I got a daughter, they out of town. I got a son out of town. They always got to, what did they out of town for?
Beta
convention. My youngest son and my daughter who come between those two. They've been in ministry all their lives. They don't know nothing else. They ain't broke though, they ain't happy. Stick with daddy.